We now welcome in Whitecaps midfielder Russell Tybert. How's it going, Russ?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. You recently celebrated 10 years with the Whitecaps since you joined the academy. It's turned out to be a pretty good move for you, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely no regrets. Vancouver's become home to me. And a lot of people in the club that are still here have become like family.
You know, I moved over from Toronto last summer. You're like a bred Vancouverite. You've melded in just
you're
as well as
us.
Anybody. You're one of them. I'm still trying to get rid of that Eastern vibe that I give off to people. You got any you got any tips for me?
No, I don't know. Like I told my parents, I feel like the city of Vancouver has adopted me, and I really do feel like Vancouver is home. And everybody in Vancouver since I've got here has been so welcoming. So.
That makes one of us.
Maybe start supporting the Canucks, and then you'll be in.
There we go. That's definitely a go.
I'm an objective journalist.
That's true.
Guys. Okay.
Yeah, but hey, Russ has got a point here. So you're the longest tenured Whitecap. You've been here for a decade now. So when new guys like Marvin Emnes or Danielle Henry earlier this year, when they come to the team, where do you take them first, Russ? Like, what's number one on Russell Tybert's tour guide list?
Oh my gosh, there's so much to do in Vancouver. It's insane. I don't know if you guys saw, but me and Daniil did the Bell Outside the Box video, and we went up to Squamish, so that was pretty cool. But I think when Daniil first got here, it was just more like showing him the city, like the ins and outs, what are the cool places, the hole-in-the-wall restaurants and places that I go to eat. So more just getting a feel of, the city and what downtown has to offer. That being said, I haven't even discovered all of what Vancouver has to offer, let alone this province. So, every day is like an adventure. There's so much to do.
You and Daniil still doing your thing with the Canadian international squad. How was that recent trip? It turned out for a big win.
Yeah, it was. The coach had set in mind a goal of 8 goals going into that game, and we weren't stopping it. And to get 8 is awesome. And it really does feel like a new era for the Canadian soccer team, with all the young talent, all the young exciting players. And just getting that result, that's the start of it. And we just need to keep building from there up until the Gold Cup.
So there's a lot of young players on the Canadian team, as you mentioned. We know Alphonso Davies, but you played with a guy that not many Canadians know of right now, Jonathan David. What can you tell us about that kid? Because he's scoring in Belgium right now.
Yeah, he's scoring goals. He knows how to score goals. I think he got 2 that game that we played as well. His touch in the final third is exceptional. He's got an eye for the goal as well. So, people have criticized Canada in the past saying we don't have a lot of goal scorers, and I can tell you that this kid is a natural one.
It's strange. We've come to know Canada for struggling to score goals, and now quickly we're seeing this crop of young kids coming. And, Russ, you've been here for a long time, and it's always we're excited for the Canadian Premier League, and so many as Canadian soccer fans, we want to see more and more. And seeing Davies, seeing guys like yourself make your way through MLS, and for Davies moving on to Bayern Munich, what's been that biggest struggle for you in terms of really – setting yourself up and making yourself known and just establishing yourself a career in North American soccer?
What is prevented?
No, what do you think was the biggest step for you in gaining, that just being a regular in an MLS team, which is so
right.
Hard for guys to get to?
I got you. I think it's understanding that that professional sports, that your career isn't a 100-meter sprint, that it really is a marathon. And You can't give up if the first 100 meters don't go your way, if you lose that race, because there's more races. And for me, it hasn't been easy. I'm sitting in a good position right now with the city, with the club, and where I am with Canadian Soccer Association. So, but it, like I said, it's been a hard climb, and I'm not even halfway up the mountain yet. So, you just got to keep pushing, keep digging, keep grinding, and eventually things turn for you. Now with the soccer clubs that we have in Canada and with the CPL coming in, there's going to be more opportunities for young Canadian guys to get first team minutes. I think that's been something that's prevented guys in the past, and I think it's going to allow the guys to really chase their dream and put Canada back on the map.
Well, on the Whitecaps side of things, you're back in the team. You're featuring in the midfield with Ali Ghazal of late. He went off to Egypt and had a man of the match performance during the international break. What do you like about that chemistry so far when you're playing alongside him?
Yeah, I can't say enough about Ali. He's a tremendous midfielder. tactically, his awareness, how he controls the middle of the field, and just the partnership that we have. I think, you know, it's almost like our own language that we have on the field that we're able to communicate and know where each other are. And that's really important for two midfielders. So, you know, we all know what he's about. He's not too many people get past him without either getting tackled or he'll take a piece out of whoever he's playing against. But it's been an important partnership for us both. I think we're understanding each other better and better as each game goes on. And again, you know, it's just an exciting partnership. But that, I think that the only reason that partnership works is because, you know, the other nine guys on the field as well that we're able to work off and you know, dictate the flow of the game, et cetera. It's been a fun time for me as a Whitecap, getting first team minutes, getting a starting position. And for me, it's just looking to maintain it.
Russell Tybert of your Vancouver Whitecaps joining us here on Reach Deep. So on Saturday, it's a tough loss. You know, you guys play well and just some of the bounces not going your way. What's the mood after that one? Because the mood amongst the fan bases, that was maybe a death blow for the playoff hopes.
I think people will want to say that, but I'll tell you from being inside the locker room and being on that field. Actually, let me take you through the history of it. Coming into at halftime, the first half we thought we were on top. You know, even though we were 2-1 down, we thought we were the better team. We knew we were the better team. And going into halftime, you know, we were positive. Everybody in the locker room thought and knew that we had a real chance at winning this game because we were the better side. I think that game came down to two mistakes that we made, and we weren't able to finish the ball in the final third. And like I said, if we want to be real contenders for the playoffs, we need to finish chances in the final third. I called that game a championship game, and it was. We knew what it could have did for us for the standings, where it would set ourselves up with six games to go. But to be honest, in hindsight, looking back at it, it wasn't a championship or a make-or-break match because there are six games and there's points up to grab. So if I called last game a championship game, this upcoming game against FC Dallas, I can't even begin to explain the importance of that one. We need 3 points and nothing else. That's going to be a huge game for our club and for our team if we want to make the playoffs.
Well, Russ, I know you're focusing on the FC Dallas game this coming Sunday, but you've got the Galaxy on Saturday, the 29th. And what did you think of that Ibra goal over the weekend? I know you're going to be playing him in a couple of weeks, but as a fan, what did you think?
As a fan, yeah, it was amazing. What a game that was versus Toronto. And then, you know, I think everybody's been talking about that little spat with Michael Bradley and Ibra. So, he's every time he kind of steps on the field, you're kind of in awe and off the field in his interviews. So, you know, he makes you, even if you're a player, he makes you a fan of the sport. And those are goals you kind of dream of. And he seems to score them time and time again.
Russ, I noticed an art show coming up, Controlled Chaos. You're hosting it along with Breck Shea on September 23rd. What can you tell us about that?
It's a pretty amazing cause, actually. Breck's an artist, and his art, what I can say is his artwork is amazing. The reason this all came about is because Breck and I were talking one of the days at training, and we were talking about an art show that he wanted to do. And a friend of mine, Michael Green, has an office in Gastown, and I went to another show that he hosted at his place. And one thing led to another. I went and did an appearance at the Ronald McDonald House, and it turns out Michael Green actually designed the Ronald McDonald House. So the three or four parties came together, people in the community through sponsorships, through wanting to do a good cause for the community, for the city, have just all come together to put this art show on. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be right after the FC Dallas game. So you guys are more than welcome to come join.
All right, it's Controlled Chaos, September 23rd on East Cordova Street. Tickets at the door, minimum $10 donation, and all the proceeds going to the Ronald McDonald House. Thanks for this, Russ, today, and we'll be chatting soon. Thanks.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. Sportsnet 650.